The crowd. Last Wednesday I was in Rotterdam for the visit of the largest cruise ship in the world, the Queen Mary II. She was awesome. So big you had to step back a lot in order to get the whole ship in one picture. It was so crowded there. The newspaper said later there were about 200,000 people, and I believe it. I was there with my brother Andre, who's gay, so we were checking out all the guys in there. We usually have the same taste in men, you know. Most of them didn't merit a second look, but there was this one guy who looked so fine. His hair was receding, short, dark, streaked with grey. He was about 6'2" and had a great body, with a full figure. I like that. Andre and I had a long discussion about him, all without him knowing, of course. I argued I preferred love handles over a guy who smoked, but he said he wouldn't turn Brad Pitt away if he knocked on his door holding a cigarette. Well, I'm not so fond of Brad Pitt. Too handsome, and he knows it. And I just hate kissing an ashtray. Anyway, the crowds were really thick as the Queen Mary sailed out again, and I suddenly felt another body pressed up hard against my back. I wanted to turn my head to tell him, or her, it wasn't necessary to come that close to me. But he covered my mouth with his hand and whispered in my ear, "Don't scream, don't look, just feel me." Oh, and I did. I felt something hard press against my butt and two hands go around me. Startled, I looked to see if Andre had noticed, but he was standing two steps ahead of me, in a lengthy discussion with another cute guy. In fact, everybody else's eyes were on the Queen, and nobody noticed us. I'm embarrassed to say I didn't cry out right then and there, but the truth is I really liked that feeling, to know this guy was so turned on and apparently wanted me. Well, that had been so long ago, I guess I reacted to him, getting excited this way. The roving hands found my breasts underneath my blouse and started kneading them right through my thin bra. I couldn't help leaning into them, moaning silently, nipples suddenly erect and hard. My hands were at my side, pinned down by his arms, and I moved them backwards to find his hard-on. God, his jeans were tight. Doesn't that hurt? He stopped me by pressing his body hard against mine, pushing me up against the railing. "Just let me be, darling," I heard a husky voice in my ear as he started nibbling on my earlobe and kissing the base of my neck. One hand left my breast to go to the inside of my thighs, pushing them a little apart. My tight skirt hiked up, and I felt my pussy going moist. God, this was exciting. His hand found my little love center, by that time dripping wet. He pushed my thong aside as he explored this unknown territory and went in deep with two fingers. Oh, it was a good thing he held me up or I would have fallen. My belly was against the railing, his hard cock against my buttocks, and his hand was massaging my insides as I couldn't help but shiver with pleasure. I had to bite my lips not to cry out as I came. As I leaned hard against the railing, trying to come to my senses again, I heard a zipper being undone and the unmistakable tear of a condom wrapper near my head. He kissed the base of my neck as his two hands were on the inside of my legs again, holding them apart, lifting me up. I felt something hard press up against my love nips, and I opened up for him. Gently he lowered me over his cock, 1 inch, 2, until he was all the way inside me. All I could do was steady myself against the railing when he started to move deep inside of me. Oh, God! I think I lost it right away. He was so deep and big around. His hands moved to my hips as he thrusted his cock into me, time and time again. I felt myself shivering around his big steak, writhing as I came down again. I felt myself shivering around his big steak, writhing as I came once again. Oh God, you came so good. I thought you would tear off my cock with those lovely strong muscles of yours. Oh yeah, and now it's my turn. And he started pulling me down again, thrusting his big cock deep inside me all over again. Oh, 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 I couldn't believe it, but I was suddenly on the brink of another orgasm. I was helpless, could do nothing but respond to his increase in power and speed. I could feel his huge cock grow even bigger as I felt the climax hit me again. Simultaneously, it seemed the Queen Mary came, her ship's horn deafeningly loud, vibrating deep within me. This time my panting was in the same rhythm as his, and I could feel his cock explode, hot globs of semen deep inside of me. We hung in each other's arms, trying to regain our breaths. "That will teach you not to talk behind my back. Thanks. We should do this again real soon." And he pulled back from me, leaving me fulfilled but empty. He straightened my skirt for me as I tried to stand up on my own 2 feet, but my knees were like jello, and it took me a while to recover. I looked around for him, but he was gone. All the ship's passengers leaned over the gangboards, some with binoculars, watching the crowd. No, they couldn't have. In the distance, I saw a tall man with graying hair walk away as I felt into my skirt pocket to find a little business card. No name, just a phone number.